Homer has a housing problem. Like many rural Alaskan communities, finding a place to live can be a challenge. But the growing tourism industry may be making it more difficult for year-round residents to find long-term housing. With just a handful of hotels in the town, visitors have been relying on Airbnb and other vacation rentals. As KBBI's Aaron Bolton reports, that demand may mean fewer rental options for Homer residents to choose from.
Kelly Parker moved into her house last fall with a 6-month lease in the promise that she could sign on for a full year come the spring. Parker signed a lease at the beginning of April, but a couple days later, she was told her landlord had not signed the lease because he plans to list the house on Airbnb.
I signed the lease and handed it back to him, not thinking that I needed to have him sign his part right then. After so many confirmations over the winter by email and then a personal one-on-one confirmation, I just didn't see it as that important. I just took him at his word.
Gina Pelea at Bay Realty says she's been getting more calls every year from frantic renters like Parker.
I know sometimes when I first answer the phone, the first question is, this isn't a seasonal place, is it? We're not going to have to move out in May, are we?
She says more vacation rentals are making the long-term rental market incredibly competitive.
This time of the year, I'd say we're closer to a 1% vacancy rate, and more in the winter, we're looking at probably less than 5% vacancy rate. I manage about 150 properties, and I think I have 2 available apartments right now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
More property owners are capitalizing on the demand for vacation rentals in the summer. According to data Airbnb shared with KBBI, the number of listings grew over 500% since 2014, with 160 hosts listing 250 properties. Almost all of those are either apartments or complete houses. And what seems to be driving the growth is profit.
On a monthly rental, the 3 properties, you bring in around 30,000. On a vacation rental, you can bring in 60,000.
And it is definitely worth the work.
Kit Barnett and his wife Phyllis started listing the upper and lower levels of their duplex on Airbnb and other sites 4 years ago after one of their long-term tenants moved out. After that filled up consistently, they converted their small house next door from a traditional rental to an Airbnb as well. Both are retired teachers, and they say they need the supplemental income. Barnett says she knows plenty of people are jumping into the market, but doesn't think it's anywhere near being saturated.
I haven't heard anybody complaining about their bookings. I don't know everybody, but nobody I know is complaining about it.
Barnett does think vacation rentals will eventually become less profitable as competition grows, but she says if that happens, she'll turn her properties back into long-term rentals, which would be welcome relief for renters on the housing hunt. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.